Over the past 9 months, the planning process for Wrangell's Sustainable Recreation Project has revealed a number of community wants, which include the expansion of local trails, improvements of the parks, as well as better connections to neighboring communities. In charge of organizing the plan is Shelley Wade, a consultant working through a national U.S. Forest Service initiative focusing on outdoor recreation. Wade has been working with members of the Forest Service, city, and general public to prioritize projects in Wrangell.
I think what's really clear right now is we're in the very beginning of the process in terms of we've just identified the priorities. It's still unknown to us exactly how much these cost, what resources it will take to complete them.
At this week's meeting, the group developed 12 priority projects. Some of those projects include the expansion of Volunteer Trail to Mount Dewey, the restoration of Shoemaker Park, as well as enhancing Banana Point for those commuting between Wrangell and Petersburg. Wade says at this point, there are still a number of details to work out.
There may be some challenges in terms of either securing funding for really high-priced projects or highly intensive or high-resource intensive projects. But the good news with that, though, is that the community has identified a more comprehensive list. And so if there's a project that really is not fitting under that sustainability framework or fits the community's criteria, there are other projects in that list that they could go to.
She says the key to developing a successful plan for the community is to make sure the projects are publicly supported, economically feasible, and that they don't cause harm to the environment. The overall goal, she says, is to enhance outdoor recreation for Wrangell residents, but also entice tourists to the area. Attending the meeting was Mayor Jeremy Maxand. He says some of the projects on the priority list will benefit more than just Wrangell residents. One in particular would be the expansion of Banana Point from a beach drop-off to a developed docking location.
It should be done for safety reasons, for economic development reasons, and just to make it easier for transportation between our two communities.
However, he says it will take more than just a local effort to get the project moving.
I mean, you know, the state of Alaska, the Forest Service, the city of Petersburg, the city and borough of Wrangell, all the folks who have an interest one way or the other and who have some kind of involvement in either permitting or land ownership or the ability to secure funding in actually building the project.
At this point, the group is looking into possible funding sources for the projects. A draft version of the plan is expected to be ready for public review by the end of January. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.